Iran says it has attained self-sufficiency in gasoline production. Oil Minister Masoud Mirkazemi says Iran has attained a production of 66.5 million liters per day. Prior to the recent increase, Iran used to produce 44 million liters of gasoline in its refineries and imported some 20 million liters to meet domestic needs. Following the fourth round of sanctions against Iran over its nuclear program, Iranian authorities promised to increase locally produced gasoline. Iran is the world's fourth largest oil exporter. Despite new sanctions imposed on Iran, its economy is moving on a positive trend and seems not to be affected by the tough measures taken against it. Our correspondent Gisu Mishahmadi has been following the Iranian economy and tells us more about it.
Iran's single-digit inflation rate today standing at 8.8%, its lowest in 25 years. The Tehran Stock Exchange's main index, TEPEX, skyrocketing over the past 5 months, now at over 18,000 points. And a GDP that rose from $361.2 billion last year to $415.5 billion this year, and is expected to reach $488 billion by the end of 2011, according to Economist's August report. These are all just some of the interesting developments describing an economy that is supposed to be suffering from the so-called tough Western sanctions, raising the question as to how effective they've been.
The most important point is that the private sector cannot be sanctioned. You can tell a government to stop transactions with a certain country, but can you tell the private sector not to invest in a project with a high rate of return? The private sector always wants more profits. Better business conditions in Iran and perks for international investors attracts them.
That is the secret to how a country that has been sanctioned for more than 30 years has ranked sixth with $3 billion worth of foreign direct investments, according to the latest report released by the UN Conference on Trade and Development. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, Rami Mehmanparast, says the countries that choose to impose sanctions on Iran not only deprive their corporations of Iran's vast potentials and jeopardize their national interests, but open new space for others as well. Figures released by Iran's trade promotion organization speak for themselves.
Over the past 5 months, our non-oil exports have reached $11.8 billion, which shows a 23.86% increase compared to the same period last year. While we have exported technical and engineering services worth $1.2 billion, our $24 billion worth of imports are 22% higher.
A good example is Germany, with exports climbing 11.5% and imports soaring to 34% only in the first 5 months of 2010, resulting in a $1.8 billion trade volume with Iran, according to the German-Iranian Chamber of Commerce in Hamburg. Experts say Iran is a vast country rich in natural resources and with great potentials, with an economy simply too diverse, too big, and too independent to be easily affected by Western sanctions. While Iranians themselves have learned over the past 30 years how to steer their economy through tough times. Gisum Shahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.